President Obama told reporters Tuesday that he's open to changes to his request for congressional authorization for strikes and is serious about consulting with Congress, as long as the resolution sends a clear message to the Syrian president and hampers his ability to use chemical weapons. Vermont's congressional delegation released statements over the weekend indicating they want to see long-term plans from the White House. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent, noted, quote, "The use of chemical weapons by the Assad dictatorship is inhumane and a violation of international law. However, at this point in time, I need to hear more from the president as to why he believes it is in the best interests of the United States to intervene in Syria's bloody and complicated civil war," unquote. Congressman-at-large Peter Welch, a Democrat, said in a statement over the weekend, quote, "Congress has a clear constitutional responsibility to authorize military action. Consistent with this profound responsibility, I have strongly advocated that President Obama send any plan for military intervention in Syria to Congress for review and authorization. I am pleased that he has now agreed to do so," unquote. Northern New York Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat, is encouraged that the president is seeking congressional authorization, but says key items must be discussed before he casts his vote.
I need to know its duration and the assets that will be utilized, what participation we're going to have from other countries, particularly those in the Middle East, and I need to know what the potential risks are vis-a-vis those who might seek to retaliate against us. The final piece is what we do going to materially decrease Assad's ability to deploy chemical weapons in the future?
As Congress gears up to debate intervening in Syria, so too are anti-war groups. People for Positive Action is a peace group in Clinton and Essex counties in northern New York. Chair Mary Alice Shimo says she is very concerned about the Syrian situation.
I do believe that there has been some use of chemical weapons. I don't think that we have all the information we need about exactly how that came about. There's a UN team over there looking into it, and I think that we need to let them do their work and get some more accurate information rather than jumping to conclusions.
Shimo adds that People for Positive Action has yet to determine a unified course of action, but members are contacting congressional representatives.
It's been said many times before, oh, we're just going to do a limited little thing here, and then it inevitably winds up with boots on the ground, American lives at risk, civilians in the country at issue. I know that a number of people individually have been in touch with congressmen urging them not to approve military engagement.
Peace Action of New York State Executive Director Alicia Godsberg notes that individuals may not realize how important making that contact is.
People don't realize that they need to make those calls, and I think that that is an important development in advocacy that we need to take advantage of. It, you know, we have to be out there in the streets and be visible, but we have to also work behind the scenes and make those calls.
Godsberg says she is glad that the president realizes the people's voice must be heard, but is concerned that diplomacy and peaceful options appear to be off the table in the review of potential actions.
Right now, it seems that what the leaders are talking about is more military intervention, a strike, they're worried about the U.S. standing in the world, and kind of ignoring the basic fact of there could be talk of a ceasefire and some humanitarian aid for people and refugees and some other means of resolving this conflict other than violence.
In Vermont, PAC's Christy Burlington is asking its members to contact Congress and the White House to call for no military strikes. Sister Miriam Ward says in an email, if a strike occurs, members of PAC's Christy and other groups will hold vigils in Burlington and Montpelier to denounce such action and call for negotiations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.